This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 18th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Environmental Protection Agency is facing additional litigation for its tailpipe emission standards. The Renewable Fuels Association and the National Farmers Union have filed the suit in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. The two sides filed the suit because they believe the EPA clearly lacked the authority to adopt the regulation, which essentially mandates the production of battery electric vehicles, while at the same time the group say the agency is ignoring other technologies like low-carbon ethanol and flex-fuel vehicles that reduce emissions from light and medium-duty transportation. RFA's Jeff Cooper said, quote, EPA grossly exceeded its statutory authority by finalizing regulations that effectively mandate the production of EVs while blatantly excluding the ability of flex fuel vehicles and low carbon, high octane renewable fuels like ethanol to achieve significant vehicle emission reductions, Cooper said. Now, prior to that suit, the American Petroleum Institute, a number of car dealers, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and the National Corn Growers also joined together to bring similar litigation against the EPA emission standard. Now, in addition to that suit, there's this. Today, the American Petroleum Institute filed a lawsuit in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals challenging the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's heavy-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 to 2032. API Senior Vice President and General Counsel Ryan Meyer said, "We're standing up for consumers who rely on trucks to deliver the goods they use every single day. The EPA is forcing a switch to technology that simply does not presently exist for these kinds of vehicles. And even if it were someday possible, it will almost certainly have consequences for your average American." This is sadly yet another example, they say, of this administration pushing unpopular policy mandates that lack statutory authority, and we look forward to holding them accountable in court. The Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, National Corn Growers, and American Farm Bureau joined API as co-petitioners in the suit. Harold Woolley, president of the National Corn Growers Association, says their suit over emission standards for light-duty and medium-duty vehicles, as well as the heavy-duty trucks, has the same premise.
In both of these instances, with light-duty and heavy-duty, you know, the EPA is not taking into account a life cycle analysis of the fuels. So carbon is emitted in the production of electricity, and when you only measure tailpipe emissions, you don't realize those emissions from the production cycle.
Woolley says the players in the heavy trucks suit have much in common.
But certainly everyone involved has an interest in the heavy-duty truck fueling environment. Farmers typically do short hauls, and that will be undoubtedly difficult to electrify trucks that do short hauls. But it's going to be much more difficult for these over-the-road truckers that do long hauls to electrify their trucks.
Woolley says the agency has tunnel vision towards electric vehicles and doesn't see other renewable technology available today.
Now, one of the things that I think EPA has not looked at is using ethanol to fuel these large trucks. The technology is available right now where we can use 98% ethanol in a diesel-type motor to fuel it. It's going to work very well for short-haul situations where the truck operator has access to an ethanol fuel source.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new Farm Bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.